Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Very exciting podcast episode for me personally, because you know, we all scroll the old internet, we look at Instagram, we look at TikTok, and a lot of times I leave feeling kind of bummed out with life because there's so much stuff on there that can really take you down the tubes and make you feel like, oh, life is heavy. But then one day I was on Instagram and I was like on the Discover page, and all of a sudden this video came into my vision of this most incredible, beautiful angel standing on a stage. It was for a voice tryout, and it was in Australia. And all of a sudden, it was like this very quiet moment. And then this music came on, and her voice started to sing. And it was the most powerful voice I've ever heard. And the song immediately hits you and gives you chills. And turns out this song is about Keith Urban. And all of these references of Keith's songs have been weaved into the song. And even better, Keith is a judge on The Voice Australia, and the girl singing is you, Kaylee Bell. And it was one of the most powerful moments that I have seen, like a moment, like one of those moments that's just like, oh my God, I feel this from my head to my toes. My soul is exploding. And like Keith, I feel like he was like figuring it out when you were singing the song. Like, it took him a minute to realize the song was about him, and then it hit him, and like he was so thoughtful about it, and he was processing this moment, and all the other judges were like freaking out because the song was so good. You're such an incredible singer. You're playing guitar. The song is about him. Everybody turns around and it's just like mayhem in this auditorium, all about you and the song, Keith. And it was one of those moments that literally brought tears in my eyes, and like it moved me so much.
Thank you so much for saying all of that. That's it's one of those things where like you're in the moment, and to me that whole thing was just so surreal still. So like hearing you break it down like that means honestly so much, because you never really know what you're getting yourself in for with those shows. And
right. And a lot of people are skeptical about them, especially someone like you who's a true musician.
Absolutely. And I mean, to sing an original song is one thing, but to sing a song you wrote about someone that you admire, as much as I have always looked up to Keith, obviously being from that part of the world and seeing everything he's, you know, come and achieved. And it's like, he's one of my biggest inspirations in life. So there was no safety net. It was like, it was so daunting, and I've blocked so much of it out mentally. So like to get to see that moment again, through the socials, through people discovering it on TikTok, has just been wild to kind of relive that moment again. And it was a beautiful moment. I mean, you don't very often get to sing an original song on a TV show, let alone, you know, get the chance to sing it to Keith Urban. So,
and you did not write that song for The Voice knowing he was going to be the judge?
No, not at all. I had no idea. I wrote that song. Maybe this song has had a wild journey for me. Because,
let's hear the journey.
Okay, so it actually started with a voice note on my phone at 2 a.m. in the morning, and I woke up the next day and listened back, and I just had that little melody of like the din 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 din, and I had like some words that kind of like shot out. It sounded like I was kind of like saying things like somebody like you, and I was like, man, that sounds like Keith's sort of song titles I'm saying. So I had this idea on my phone for like over a year before I was like, I should probably try and do something with that. And then it was just like terrifying because, you know, to write a tribute song of some sort is like,
right, you don't want to mess
it up. Don't want to be, and you also like, I never wanted to be like that guy, you know, like it's, I don't know. I feel like you're treading kind of fine line there of like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, it could just go so wrong.
It could. And so I finally took the idea to my buddies.
Especially someone that you really love.
Yeah. It was risky.
It's a big statement to write a tribute song.
Yeah, and the concept of, like you said, tying in his song titles, I was like, are you even allowed to do that? Like, I've never really found a song that had done that. So I was like, I don't know the rules around that. So we wrote the song, and then, again, I was terrified. I didn't know what to do with it. So I had that song as like a demo that I just drive around listening to every now and then. And I just got to the point where I was like,
this is a dang good song.
Yeah, the song makes me feel something. And I usually find that if I'm going back and listening to songs like demos, then I need to do something with it. And that was one of those songs. And finally had the courage to put it out in 2019. And it was really cool. It had a moment back then.
What was the moment?
I mean, it did really well on Australian radio.
Because you're like the most streamed female artist in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
That's kind of a huge deal. So you're actually like making money on your music.
Which is nice.
I mean, congratulations.
Unheard of.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah, so it's been a journey of I'm independent, self-managed. So everything I do is like, I trust my gut a lot. And that song
was so good.
Very much a moment of trusting the gut and putting it out. And it did well on radio, on country radio in Australia. And that was, you know, 2019, and then we go into a lockdown, and New Zealand had a really strict lockdown where we weren't essentially allowed to come or go. You know, you were either in New Zealand or you were locked out.
But so once you're in New Zealand, you could act normal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is kind of amazing.
Yeah. And then I remember we did actually go into this full like 6 month lockdown of not being able to go anywhere other than the supermarket. And I just got to the point and I was like, I just feel like I need to do something. Like, it was one of those days where I'd gone for a walk because that was the only activity we were allowed to do. And I was like, I need to do something soon because I'm starting to go a little bit mad. And it was literally within that week. I swear, I do believe in like the power of manifestation, because The Voice reached out like within that next week. We're like, hey, we've got another season coming up. We'd love to have you on it. So jumped on there.
So they just found you?
Yeah, they just
because you're like happening in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, and they're always looking, right? Yeah, and so
they're making waves.
The funny thing was, though, they actually had me singing "Landslide" by the Chicks. That's what they wanted me to do. So I pack my bags. I know I'm leaving New Zealand like with no chance of actually returning, because we were, like I said, you were locked in or you were locked out. So pack my bags. Within 2 weeks, I'm flying to Australia.
So that's kind of a big feeling, though, knowing you can't go back home.
Yeah.
And you're just like going all in for this music dream.
Absolutely. And to be honest, I got locked out of New Zealand for like 5 months. So it wasn't like a little trip. It was like, this is a big deal. So
you hung out in Australia the whole time?
Yeah. Okay. Which was actually great. Aussie's great. Yeah. But yeah, so I land in Australia and they're like, we've actually changed our minds. Keith's a coach. We'd love you to do Keith. And I was like, wow. Oh. Like, I would love to sing an original song. Like,
oh my gosh.
So that all happened really, really quickly. And yeah, I landed in Australia. Within 3 days, we were straight into the blinds.
Blind auditions?
Yeah, which was wild because, as you know, TV is like, it's not fast, right? So you're sitting around. I remember that day well. I was sitting around for hours. I don't think I actually got out to sing till about midnight. And so by then, you're kind of like, you are in a little bit of a state of like,
because you don't know if you're on the show yet. You've just made it to the audition process.
Yeah, so there's a lot of emotions. Like, I feel, what, like those shows, man, I have a lot of like sympathy, but also like I'm in awe of anyone that's like young on those shows, because even as an adult that's like lived a little and got a bit of life experience, I'm like, I still found it so just out of my like comfort zone.
Well, you're like standing up on stage performing a song or for the whole world to judge you.
To the back of tears, like, oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. Were you crying a lot?
I'm not a big crier, but I definitely like, yeah, I was terrified. I'm not going to lie. Like the moment those doors open still gives me anxiety now.
You have to just go walk out there and sing for the judges?
Yeah, just like off the bat, straight in. You know, it's like there's no like pre-warning. It's just like it's so harsh.
And it's just you have that one moment and that's the only chance you get. And there's so many artists who have like been rejected off of these shows.
Absolutely.
And they go on to be great artists. So it's like they might just miss it.
You might
not have a moment that clicks.
Yeah, so you're walking in, like I said, no safety net. But yeah, I just remember as soon as we started, and the band that they get for the voice is just, they're just killer musos. So as soon as the song kind of started, I sort of felt myself kind of like relax a little.
Oh my gosh, it was like all black. You're in the room. The chairs are all turned around. It's like you're on a major stage, all lit up. Like one of the most intense like stage type situations.
Yeah, absolutely. And the crowd is just silent.
Dead silent.
Silent. And they do wait. So I think like they wait maybe like a minute. So you're kind of just standing there like,
oh, to build the anxiety even more.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is like torture.
It is. I still get anxiety.
No one knows who you are. So it's not like you can be like, oh yeah, I'm Kaylee Bell. I've been touring all over New Zealand. I have fans. I'm great.
Like everyone's on even playing field for sure. But yeah, the song starts and it was terrifying. And then I remember the moment Keith turned, because I was just like, after that, I was like, okay, I can relax now. Like, I don't care what happens at this point. Like, yeah, that was such a beautiful moment to see him for the first time and be like, know that he had picked up on, you know, what the song was about. And then I remember Rita kind of turning and she was like having a party. And it was just like, I actually really loved the moment once I could relax and know that I was going to be on someone's team, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that all happened. And then
what happens next? So you all four turn around.
Yeah, so all four coaches turned. Rita Ora, Guy Sebastian, Jess Malboy, and Keith. As you said, Keith was the first to turn. Obviously had every intention to be on Team Keith. So they go through, they start doing their little spiels. Keith literally starts to speak. Like, I think he said a few beautiful things like, oh man, that song's for radio, I can hear that, rah, rah, rah. And he gets blocked by Jess Malboy.
What?
Which is like a new thing that they'd brought in, apparently.
They can block a coach? Okay, so I didn't actually see your season. So you didn't get to go with Keith?
No, so he got blocked.
That's just mean.
I know, it was horrible. And I just...
Wait, that's just cold-blooded. He did that to Keith?
Yeah.
Was Keith mad?
He was mad. So
that would be like something that I would be like, hold on to mad for.
Yeah, and it was like, I think in America they brought in a block and it meant that it was blocked for like a few rounds, but you could like a coach could steal you back, but they didn't have that in Australia. So that was it.
He got blocked out?
He got blocked out, so I couldn't choose him. And
did you die inside?
I mean a lot. Not a little, like a lot. Like I just hadn't thought beyond
Keith. Obviously.
Yeah. So it was just like, I just didn't even know what to do in that moment.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That's just cruel. I can't believe that he would do that and kill the moment. The moment was so powerful, and like for him just to squash it.
I know. It's like.
So who'd you go with?
Well, Jess had a really good spiel. She had grown up singing country music. She was the only one with kind of the knowledge of country music. And so I actually ended up going with Jess Malboy, who's an Australian artist. She's amazing in her own right.
But I mean, just the letdown.
Yeah, it was like, I still feel like it's just
from the highest high to like the lowest low.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Music can sure break your heart.
Yeah, it can in every way. You're
in
right.
In every way, all the time.
The highest of highs and the lowest of lows.
Literally within like a 1 minute period.
Yeah.
30-second period. Actually, Keith didn't even get to finish talking.
No, it was halfway.
I'm like so mad right now. I literally am angry. I cannot believe he would have the nerve to do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a journey. It was definitely a journey. And after that point...
Did it kill the mood after that for you?
Yeah, a little. I mean, you know what you're getting yourself into to a point. Like, you're at, you know, it's all out of your control. And there was a lot of, like, song choices after that I feel like were a little bit questionable. Just all that thing, you know. But, again, I'm just really grateful that I got to have that moment with the blinds, I think. It's one of those moments I know I'm going to look back on my whole life and just be grateful that I had the, like, I guess it's that gut instinct thing again. You know, I knew that I needed to do something and that opportunity came up and I trusted my gut and I went for it. And I mean, that's why we're sitting here now, which is really cool.
And that's, I feel like honestly, going back to how music can like totally shatter your whole entire soul, but then like give you the best experiences of your life. But Absolutely. It's like it all comes back to trusting your gut and your instincts. And for me, and I don't know how you feel about this, but like I've just had to surrender fully over to something bigger as working here.
Yeah.
You know, like there's like a bigger energy field happening because none of this makes any sense and it's all absolute chaos.
You're right.
And like that moment where I saw you on freaking Instagram for 30 seconds that like moved me to my core, which I haven't felt from like an artist on a viral artist in forever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
everything's meant to be,
it's
right?
It's all meant to be. Like,
yeah, it is.
That moment was what you're supposed to have, obviously.
Absolutely. And I think particularly in this industry, I've really learned to be quite gracious in that and like the timing of things and like, you know, when you think things are meant to happen for you and they don't, it's just like, I think I've learned to surrender a little bit because everything does come around. And I mean, this industry is like, it is otherworldly, you know, we write these songs that we walk into a room, they don't exist in the morning and they're there in the afternoon. Like, you know, there's bigger things at play here that I love believing that the universe has a big part of our journeys in music, and everybody finds songs, find people and people find their way. And, you know, it's just all how it's meant to be.
I love that you feel that way because I feel that same way too. And like the older I've gotten and the more I've been involved with life.
Yeah.
And especially the entertainment industry. I'm like, oh my God, it's almost like impossible to navigate it. And like you said, listening to your gut instinct. To me, like I've gotten so clear with listening to my gut because I'm like, that's the only guidance system that I know I can truly trust.
Trust and, you said, and live with, right?
And to me, that's the higher power. That's the universe. That's like this bigger thing at play.
Yeah.
How does your gut speak to you? Because I feel like, especially your journey, now here you are in America.
You know?
You've been here for 5 months.
Yeah.
But it's like, how do you know when it's time to leave New Zealand in the middle of lockdown and go to the show after you've been an artist? Like, you've been like putting songs out since like what, 2013? Like real songs out, like recorded songs. I mean, you've been singing since you were just like four.
A baby.
Yeah. I saw a recording of you when you could barely talk singing. I mean, so you're like a true artist through and through. So how do you know when your gut is guiding you?
I get a feeling personally where I just know, like I get excited about something, you know, like the Keith song, I got excited in my gut. I wanted to keep listening to that demo. I wanted to put that out. Same with moving to America. I mean, it's been on my radar since I was a kid. Like in New Zealand, we very much grew up on American culture because we're such a small country.
The most beautiful country in the world.
It is really stunning.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, I feel really lucky to have grown up like kind of isolated, I guess.
Where did you grow up in New Zealand?
In a tiny little country town in the South Island, actually, of about 3,000 people.
Because they're all tiny but Reykjavik, right? Every town is small, but Reykjavik.
Absolutely, yeah. But I mean, because the country's so small, you're only 2 hours from like a city, you know?
Yeah.
But I just grew up in this tiny little country town with my family, and we grew up on American country music. Our grandparents used to find it through the Reader's Digest and all this kind of weird stuff. Because country just wasn't a thing in New Zealand. Like, we don't have it on radio.
What do y'all listen to?
We listen to a lot of radio, American pop, R&B. New Zealand's got like quite a strong kind of music industry,
like its own artist.
Absolutely. But a lot, like I said, a lot of like, or English and American, more so than Australia. I've also lived in Australia and I noticed the difference where they're bigger, a lot bigger country, so they can have their own kind of industry a lot more, whereas New Zealand is just like, you know, every movie, every TV show, we were just so American influenced. And I was always obsessed with Nashville. I used to have this this video of Leanne Rimes. It was this movie that she put out called Holiday in Your Heart. And it was like her at the Grand Ole Opry. And I just remember being obsessed with it as a kid. And so it was always on the radar. And I just think,
were you like, I got to get to Nashville one day?
Absolutely. Really? Yeah. Like right from being a kid. And then obviously following, you know, watching the Keith journey and being obsessed with all the 90s females, the Pam Tillis's, the Shania's, the Faith's, it was just like always on the radar. But I mean, in terms of knowing the timing to move here, it's been a long journey. Like you said, I moved to Australia first and lived there for 4 or 5 years when I was like 20. And
was that before the voice stuff?
Yeah, that was like early 20s. I just, again, knew that I wanted to
kind of tell me a little bit about how you got started in New Zealand. Because I kind of am jealous that you're from New Zealand. Like, part of me wishes I could, like, live in a place like New Zealand and get out of all
the... We will happily have you.
Get out of the chaos of all this world that we have over here and just, like, go back to, like, a... It almost feels like
it's like a simpler time. It is.
Where there's a lot of, like, feels like maybe farming. Yeah. There's a lot of nature. There's a lot of, like, homegrownness, like, healthy foods.
It's a very healing place.
A healing place. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, sign me up for New Zealand. Yeah. So, like, I kind of feel like I want to go live where you came from.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
What is it like living in New Zealand? And kind of tell me the journey of how you started music in New Zealand. What's that even like? And what your childhood was like, and then moving to Australia. Just kind of walk through your timeline.
Okay, so small town, grew up there, had parents that loved music. So the weird thing about New Zealand is that we have a really strong talent quest circuit for country music. And I don't know where that started or why that started, but for us it was like every weekend my brother and sister and I, we would be like traveling New Zealand, entering these like country music competitions.
So they sing as well?
Yeah. Well, they used to in that we were, when we were little.
Are they still in New Zealand?
Yeah, they're still in the South Island.
And so are your parents?
Yeah, mum and dad are still in the same little town I grew up in.
Okay.
And I love going back there. And, you know, it feels like a little American small town, to be honest. Like, I feel like that's something I've noticed since I've been here is like little towns are the same no matter where they are in the world.
Oh, I love little towns.
Yeah. So, grew up, had to travel a lot. I think that was a big thing as kids because we grew up isolated. We were always traveling.
Were y'all just like your family in like a farm type thing with no one around?
Small town. So yeah, like 3,000 people, but yeah, farming, like I had to travel an hour and a half to school every day.
You had to travel an hour and a half to school every day?
Yeah. And it was like, but it wasn't a bad thing. I mean, the scenery, like you said, like mountains most of the way. It was like...
So your parents would just drive you to school every day?
To a point, yeah, there's buses. And then when we get our licenses really young. So I had my license when I was 15. So you become independent really quickly in New Zealand because you have to.
And it's pretty safe there, right?
Very, very safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, all your friends, like we're all just, I feel like everyone kind of just has this desire in New Zealand to get out young. Like you turn 18 and you get out and you go and travel the world and you do your OE, like your overseas adventure, we call it. So
everyone wants to do their overseas
adventure.
Yeah,
so we're very much like aware of the world. Even though we're over there, I feel like we're always on the outside looking in.
So you're like in this perfect little snow globe, but you're like, I see the world over there. I want to go.
But I just can't touch it yet.
And I'm like, you really have the best of the world right now in New Zealand. I promise you're in the best place.
Yeah. So, grew up, won the gold guitar when I was 18, which is like the big talent quest in New Zealand. And so that's the youngest you can win that.
Okay.
And that took me to Tamworth, which was like a festival in Australia for the first time. So went over there, got to see what country music in Australia was. And that's when I actually first met people like Morgan Evans and
So you all kind of came up together?
Yeah. So he's been a big part of my journey.
Really?
Yeah.
Like just a friend or
a friend? Yeah, friend. Yeah, co-written a lot. I used to support all his kind of touring in Australia.
That's fun.
Which was really cool. So, yeah, got to discover Australia, was like, this is amazing. I didn't know that you could actually do this as a career, like have your own band and tour. And so essentially went back to New Zealand, did a really like a 3-year degree in musical theatre, actually, weirdly. Oh. There was nothing else that I could choose in music. So I was like,
well, that's awesome.
So I studied there and then I was like, I'm getting straight back to Australia. So moved to Australia when I was like 20.
And brother and sister didn't want to pursue it?
No, they went off on their journeys, which is cool. But
they did their world journey and then came back to New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
So I moved by myself. That was scary as well. I moved by myself when I was 20.
That's super scary. You're not just moving anybody, cities, really. You're moving countries.
Yeah. I literally like had a handful of people I knew in Australia. That was a big move. And that was before phones were really like a thing. So it wasn't like I could just.
Can you believe that we are actually saying that now with the technology
it
these kids have?
It sounds ridiculous.
Like phones. I remember when like we got a flip phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, a Razr. It's so cool.
Isn't it wild?
And then the BlackBerry came with the keypad.
BlackBerry, yeah.
And then when Facebook came, it's like, what is this?
Yeah, I think iPhones, I don't even think they were a thing yet. So it was like, it was very much like I was. You know, I wasn't able to contact my family at any given time. So it was very much a move of like, that was probably scarier than moving to America in the sense of like.
There's not a lot of communication.
There was no, yeah. So that was a big step. So
you had to get to a landline to call them.
Yeah, landlines. And then Facebook was just starting to become a thing, but you obviously had to like log in and do the horrific. yeah, dial up, all that. So, yeah, moved to Australia, really got stuck into that scene. And that's when I was like out on the road with Morgan and he really took me under his wing.
Was he just kind of getting going too?
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was like starting to really pop off in Australia back then in terms of like he was doing his own headline shows. And but he was just such a great friend at that time, you know.
He seems like a really sweet guy.
He really is. And his family is a beautiful family as well. And I just feel so lucky that I got the chance to have that moment, you know, being so like just naive and
having someone really take you under their wing with a good heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I got to play CMC Rocks, which is like a big festival in Australia. Got to start doing some cool things. And then I actually won a competition called Star Maker in Australia, which Keith Urban was the last Kiwi.
Look at Keith again.
I know. So he's always kind of been.
He's the thread that keeps running through your story.
He is. So he won Star Maker in 1990 at the very start of his career.
That's kind
of
how he got kicked off.
Yeah. That was his whole thing in Australia, and I was the very first Kiwi to win since him. So that was a really cool little tie-in.
So Kiwi means New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Is he from New Zealand?
Yeah, he was born in New Zealand.
I always thought he was Australian.
Well, his family moved to Australia, I think, when he was young.
Oh my God, so you all have so much in common.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was wild. So won this thing called Star Maker, which was like just a really cool prize. Got to record a record and come to Nashville for the first time.
What a big moment.
And yeah.
Is that your first record? So you were young.
Yeah.
Is this 2013?
Yeah, 2013. And
so that's your first album.
First record.
Still out there on the internet, everyone. It's really good.
And came to Nashville for the very first time, though.
And what'd you think? Was this your first time in the United States?
Loved it.
First time in the United States?
First time.
And you came straight to Nashville?
Straight to Nashville.
With an album recorded, doing the music thing. So you kind of came in the best case scenario.
Yeah, but like, again, naive and...
How old are you?
I'm 32 now. So I can't even remember how old I was then. 20 maybe, 21, okay. 22.
So that's a big moment. That's a lot happening. So you're naive. You get here. What happens when you get to Nashville?
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm coming to Nashville for a month. Came by myself and just really just got absorbed. Like,
did somebody come with you from the Star Maker thing or were you?
No, I just came, just had friends here. Like I had some New Zealand friends who had just moved here. It was like a global show. They used to have this really amazing global showcase as part of CMA Fest here that Rob Potts and Jeff Walker used to put on at the stage. So it was a really great thing because it meant that everyone that was in town from, like, it was for international artists. So it was mostly Australians, a couple of UK artists, So it was like we all got to come into town and find each other at the start of CMA Fest, put on the show, and then it was like you knew who was in town, which was a really nice connecting kind of moment.
You're all immediately just like probably gathered together and like,
absolutely,
okay.
Absolutely, like you're here, okay.
So let's like huddle up.
Yeah, so kind of just, you know, just keep an eye out for each other, I think, was the biggest thing, because at this point I didn't really know anybody. So the first person I actually wrote with in this town was a girl called Margaret Durrani, who now goes by Maggie Rose.
Oh my gosh!
Isn't that wild?
Oh, and when you were in lockdown in New Zealand, you were hanging out with Caroline Jones all the time.
Who
now is like the one and only Zac Brown. Isn't the world so small?
It's so small.
I mean, even the Keith Urban connection, it's so small. It's like, that's really cool. So your first person that you wrote with was Maggie Rose.
I know. And I went and watched her at the, oh my goodness.
And she's been on a journey forever.
Hasn't she? She is the ultimate, like for me, she's the proper example of like hard work. Because like her talent has always been undeniable. I remember writing back then and being like, this girl is going to be a superstar. Like,
and it's just taken.
It just takes time, right?
Sometimes I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I feel like you fall into this category too. And like Chris Stapleton, and it's like all these people who are like so good and they are such true musicians, but maybe they're just like a little bit even like too good. It like takes a minute
time,
for
right?
people to figure out how to.
What to do with them?
Yeah, where to put them?
Yeah,
how to like fold them into the machine of like everyone,
whatever this is, right?
Whatever's going on, it's like they're the outliers, but it's what's so good.
Yeah,
but people don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, it's true.
Maggie Rose, like she's always been phenomenal,
isn't she?
And her journey has just been she could have quit so many times.
Absolutely, and that's what I think I probably love the most about her. Like she hasn't, and I went and saw her at the Opry the other week, and I was just like, man. I could listen to her all day. Like, and I'm so excited to see.
She just got a new record deal with Big Loud, which is actually such a cool label because they really know how to work.
Very progressive.
Yes.
Yes. So I think that I really hope that this is it for her because she deserves everything, that girl.
It's one of those when like you see someone like that get signed and you're like, oh my
God,
thank God.
Yeah, the world makes sense
thank
again.
Thank God, I can like believe in music again.
It really is.
Yes. And that's how I feel about you. I'm like, oh my gosh, wherever you figure out where you land, it's going to be like, oh my God, thank God.
Thank you. Yeah. So yeah, so that was, she was one of the very first friends I made in this town. And yeah, so came for a month, didn't have a visa back then, obviously. So, but fell in love with Nashville, as you do. You know, it's a magical place. It feels like a small town. It was just like the amount of people I met on that one trip just through people introducing, like I'd never experienced that before growing up.
Because it really does. Know, it's like such a,
it's like one degree,
connect,
isn't
connect,
it?
Connect, 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 connect. And then you're in a writing room with this person and you write
absolutely.
With that person. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God. And everyone connects because you're spilling your beans on these writing sessions.
You get to know people pretty quick when you're talking about things that you're like, is this counseling or is this songwriting? I can't tell the difference at
this
point.
A little bit of both. Yeah. Probably the best songs come when it's a counseling session,
totally.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So yeah, so fell in love with Nashville and I was like, I will do whatever it takes to just keep coming back to this town. And I did essentially that. I would go back to New Zealand and Australia and play shows and save up my money. And Nashville was the only place I kept coming back to. Like, I actually feel a little bit like embarrassed because I have not seen enough of America at this point. But for me, it was just like, I just wanted to keep coming back to this town. Yeah. And I knew that when I was here, I was like productive and I could, you know, I was getting so much out of it musically and just friendship and building something. It felt like I was always building something here, no matter what that was or how slow that was taking. It was all moving in the direction for me to one day have this chance to move here, which has finally happened. So finally got the visa the start of this year and moved over here.
What was that like to like officially move over here?
It's a big moment.
This is like 20 years in the making for you, or if not more.
Yeah, it's wild. And it's like I moved in the middle of CMA Fest, which I feel like if you're going to move in CMA Fest, right?
Did you go to all the shows?
It's the craziest time. And just, it was just such a party and so many people were in town and the middle of summer, you know, like I just love Nashville summers. I think there's something about this place at that time of year. So finally here and just like, I have already noticed the difference of being able to say that I live here now.
What's
which
the difference?
I love. I just feel like this comfort around people that it's like, oh, cool, you're not leaving. Like, let's like ride in 6 weeks. Let's do something in 2 months. Like, I just feel like you just become a lot more absorbed into the, like the thread of the community as opposed to having to be like, see you later. Like,
so how have you made your way into the community? So like, cause you came here from New Zealand, you came here from Australia, you came here from across the the ocean, you know, and you're diving in, you know people.
Yeah.
And you've had some huge moments. You toured for, you opened for Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, that was cool.
Like huge arena shows. I mean, like I said, you're the most streamed artist in Australia and New Zealand. You've made some serious waves, but coming here, it's like a whole new ballgame.
Yeah. And do you know who summed it up best was, again, Keith. He said it's like the moment you move to Nashville, you're literally at the back of like the grocery line. Like that's what it feels like. And it's humbling, but I get it, right? Like this is how this town works. And I know that I'm at the back of the line now, but I'm in the line, right? I've moved here. So it's, it has been a bit of emotional roller coaster. I'm not going to lie. Like just getting your head around where you fit, where you sit in this town. I'm so lucky. I've got some amazing friends like
I'll be your
Phil
friend.
Barden.
I love Phil Barden.
You love Phil Barden? He's the best.
He's the sweetest guy.
He really is. And he's just...
And he was like in the Wiggles in Australia back in the day. Like, it's a little known fact. He's like, for everyone listening, Phil Barden's a huge hit songwriter, but he was like in this kid show where they dress up in costumes and like dance and sing, Phil's, which makes so much sense because he's hysterical.
He is the best human. So
he's the best human.
Guys like Phil Barden, Lindsay Rhymes, they've really like gone out of their way to help me here and just
get
write with me.
Yeah, and stuff.
Which has been really, really cool. But also like... I just love music, so I'll happily go and sit and watch rounds at the listening room or wherever and go and say hi to people and meet people that way because, like, I'm genuinely a fan of country music at the end of the day. Like, that's the reason I'm still doing this. Like, in a like industry that is such a roller coaster, I think you have to love it, and I really do. And anytime I've had moments of, like, just, you know, doubt and all the rest of it, I just get back to being a fan and writing songs and remembering why I love it. So for me, being here is just, like, I'm in my element because I can go watch music every night of the week and connect with people that way. And yeah, I don't know where this journey will take me, but I'm just...
But you're following
it. I'm glad to be here.
You're following it with full, deep trust. This is my new thing these days is I keep telling this to my husband, Michael. He's in a band, 1,000 Horses, and they've had
I
a
love
journey.
Them. Yeah.
They've had a they journey. Have. They're like coming back out of the mud, like having to reinvent themselves and like get back out there. And it's like they were on top of the world with the number one hit, touring for everyone, and then just like crashed, you know, and then had to rebuild again. And it's like, and I've been in music too. Before I podcast, I did music and was in bands and toured and all that. And it's just like, oh my God, it's just like,
it's a roller coaster.
This career will suck the life out of your soul. It will literally try to destroy you. But if you come back to why you are doing it, and if you are a true artist,
you're right.
And if you are a true musician, and if this is truly your calling from God or whatever you believe in, for me, it's
for
God,
sure.
The higher power. Like if this is truly something that you cannot run away from, because Lord knows when it's going to try to kill you and you're going to try to get away from it. You would do something else if you could.
If you could, but if you keep coming back to it, then...
If it keeps haunting you, it keeps like stalking you down and keeps giving you these callings on your heart that like for you, like, I have to go to Nashville. I have to move to America and leave my family and my whole life in New Zealand because I have to do this dream and I have to completely throw myself into this environment where I don't know anyone and put myself out there and do it all for the love of music because it's in my heart. If you have it that deep within your soul, I am truly a believer that it is bigger than the human. It is like, yeah, it's what you came to this earth to do.
Totally.
And if
and you need to do that. Like
you have to.
And it's your purpose. Yeah. And it's like, we all know music helps people, right? And I think that's the greatest thing. I love that you write a song and you literally like hand it over, essentially. Like, it's like, no longer
yours.
Do you
like this or not? But it's like, you can't even worry about it, right?
It's like, people need songs in their life. Like, I really believe that. Especially with country music, I feel like country songs particularly really sit in moments of people's lives and help people and heal people. And I just think there's something really magical about the healing power of music that people need. And I think if you're put on the earth to do music, then you have to do music for that reason alone.
You have to. And I feel like as soon as you start doing it for another reason, like if you get caught up in the machine of it all,
absolutely,
or say things start to get glitzy and glammy, or you start to think that, like, you know, oh my God, my shit don't stink. And like, I'm really freaking awesome. As soon as that starts to happen, the crash comes back down. And it's like, literally, you have to do, in my opinion.
I agree.
If you're going to be one of those artists that withstands the test of time, that truly is like a true artist, it has to be because you love it. It's your calling. You have to do this. You have songs in your heart that are healing you, and they're also healing other people. It's like bigger than you.
It is. And it's funny because, like, you talk about like the ego thing, and it's like I feel like the people that have the smallest egos as such are the guys that I've hung out with, like Ed Sheeran and Keith. Like, it's almost like the more famous they've become, the less ego they have, because they've just like they're just following their purpose and they know that. And
they've probably been broken down so many times. Yes, they're on top of the mountain, but yeah, also they've been knocked down.
But they know what it feels like to be at the bottom.
Yeah, they know what it feels like to be at the bottom. And if anybody thinks that their shit don't stink,
totally,
and like that, you know, they're just the God's gift to this earth, it's like, that's the wrong perspective.
It is. And I mean,
it's the wrong perspective.
They know it's the music is the bigger thing at play here, and they, and that, I mean, no one can have an ego when you think of it like that, because it's the music first and foremost.
And the music is coming from, like you said, you sit down in the morning, you have no song, in the afternoon you do. It's
to
coming
me, that's
from
magic,
something
eh?
Else.
That is, that
you're
is
channeling.
Mind-blowing to me. Like any, and especially that's another thing, obviously this town is just so amazing. It's like every day is the potential to write a life-changing song in this town. Like, you can't say that about many places in the world, but Nashville particularly, because that's one thing I really noticed growing up in New Zealand, you know, like music was never an option. So for me to even consider, and I really put this back to my parents, I'm so grateful that I've got incredible parents, because music was treated like a hobby in every way, shape and form. There was just like, if you mentioned music as a career, it was like, yeah, but what's your real, like, what's your real job? Like, obviously cool, that you're going to do that on the side. So for me to be here actually making that decision to pursue music, I think I really put that back on having incredible parents, honestly, who always were like, if you want to do that, do that. Just be good at it and work really hard. Like, you know, so that's been a really beautiful thing I've seen in this town. It's like, I didn't know songwriting was a job. I never grew up knowing that. You know, if I'd known that, I probably would have moved to America when I was like 15. Like, that just wasn't even on the cards. And so I love that people can get up here and go and do that from 9 to 5, and that can be their job. Like, to me, that blows my mind that that's an option for someone in their life. And I mean, I think that's really another reason why I find it important to be pursuing this, because like,
but you're writing like hit songs. Are you writing these by yourself? Like, Keith is like a hit song. And then what's the Boots?
Boots and All, yeah.
That's like a hit song. Like, your songs are like, they are like hits. Like, you are so talented. You are so on
thank
this
you
caliber of all the best songwriters. Like, you're putting out incredible stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do a lot of co-writing. I really do. But I do just, like I said, I've been listening to country music since I was 4 years old obsessively. And I just feel like I love finding hit songs amongst people's, you know, like, I feel like I've been A&Ring as a kid, because these talent quests that I'm telling you about, like, we would have like 7 or 8 categories. So you'd have like country gospel, country solo, country rock. So as kids, we were always trying to find songs to sing in those categories. So I look at it now like there was actually like A&Ring as a kid, because you're looking for the best song to sing. And these, and I feel like that's kind of carried me through to my adult life, where I'm like, I feel like I know when something's working, when something's not, you know. And I love hooks, and I grew up, like I said, on pop radio, so I also love melody. So it's like this weird combination of all those things now that I think work really well in terms of like the songwriting aspect.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
So getting back to just like blind, deep trust, which is what you have, which you really do. That's called
right or
faith.
Wrong.
But that's faith in its finest right okay. there. So you have this deep faith in your gift.
Yes.
Like you know you have this thing that's burning a hole in your heart that you have to do.
Absolutely.
It's literally taking you on the wildest journey around the world. Yeah. And it's not like you have a roadmap.
No.
So now here you are living in Nashville. Is it like, are you just like having your hands wide open and you're like, okay,
yeah,
higher force, whatever this is, just guide me. I'm following you. Like I've gone on this wild freaking goose chase and it's been amazing and magical and heartbreaking and confusing and exciting and all the things and
yeah.
like just like what's happening now that you're here? How are you letting yourself be guided?
Like I said earlier, like kind of surrendering to like what is meant to be. And
how do you know when it's meant to be?
Well, I think for a long, like I'm also very ambitious and very impatient in a lot of ways. I'm a Sagittarius, so I like things happening now. So I've really learned to let up on that a little bit and like just allow things to happen. You know, like I'm always hustling. I feel like I'm always like trying to get out and meet people and take meetings. And then it's funny because it'll be something that'll pop up from someone that I met 3 months ago. And I'm like, you know, like you just never know.
Is it like a treasure hunt? You're just looking for
the
clues?
Yeah, it's like pieces everywhere and you're trying to like put them together. But also just remembering why I'm here. And it's like back to the writing, back to the studio, back to the music always. But also with that bigger goal, like for me, Shania Twain is like,
So you're going all the way.
Absolutely. I see no reason why I can't make this a global thing. Like I want to be a global country music artist.
And you feel like, okay, so like I always feel like it's like a bandwidth thing. Not like I am not capable to have the whole world's eyes on me. I would feel like I would completely shut down and crush and die. Like my husband Michael, like he's ready.
I pick you up.
Thank
you. This.
Like Michael feels like he can handle it. Like he's like, I can handle.
Yeah.
That kind of vision on me because I love my music is so important to me that I feel like it's supposed to hit that many people.
Totally.
That's how you feel too. Like you can handle your bandwidth is big enough that you're like, I can handle the whole world knowing me.
I think that feels like
a heavy load.
I agree. But I also feel like I'm lucky that if I needed to escape to New Zealand, I could. But no, it's more just like, I just look at what Shania achieved and I've read her book. Like, I read her book every year because I just
You
feel
read it
like
every year.
I do. I just feel like there's always something I pick up that I missed the last time and I
like,
love
what have you gathered from her journey that makes you want to have a journey similar?
Well, she's never been handed anything, you know? Like she didn't come from a musical family. She didn't come from money. She didn't come from like there's no reason. She just again followed her path and it wasn't the most straightforward path. She had a lot of hardship within that. But she landed here and she knew that she had a songwriting ability that she actually, like, as you probably know, her and Mutt were kind of working on this whole thing kind of on the side in secret and then they just brought it back and presented it to the label. But it was like, it wasn't like, nothing was handed to her. She trusted her gut. She knew good music. She knew good production. And it might have been a little bit different and outside the box, but she trusted that. And I mean, look what happened. So I don't know. Her journey really inspires me because sometimes I do feel like I'm on the outside looking in, as I've spoken about, like, and that's partly because I grew up on the other side of the world, but partly because I think that's how it feels when you first move to town. And maybe it will always feel like that for me, but I do feel like I'm on the outside looking in a lot. And I think that was how I think she was the same. I feel a similarity there.
Do you feel like, okay, so when you have this feeling that like you can handle being a global superstar, is it for people knowing you or is it because you have like this song in you that you like you just know your music is supposed to hit this many people, or is it that you just know you can handle that kind of fame? Like what is it, like if you're, what is it about that big of a star that you're attracted to?
I just think, like I said, music shouldn't really have any boundaries. So I think song wise, like I know who I am, and I know that music is in me, and that's never going to change anything. And I've never tried to be anything I'm not. I feel like as a person, I'm pretty solid in who I am now. And I've always been that way. You know, like everyone's always like, "Oh, you're so chill. Like nothing really phases you." I'm like, things phase me, but I just like, I don't know. I've just grown up like really just so with music so deeply ingrained that like it's almost like an obsession. You know, that it's like. I don't know what that level of success will be for me, but it's not about that. Like it's just about my music reaching as many people, and if that brings success, then I can deal with whatever that is at the time, you know?
Because this is like because your
this
full
is
heart.
Solid. Yeah, this is I know I'm on the right path. You don't move from the other side of the world like without knowing who you are, you know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
'Cause this town is hard, as you know, and it's yeah, I just think there's a really Having had the chance to be a kid and grow up really just solidly with a beautiful family and surroundings, and I just, yeah.
You got your base right. You got your foundation right.
I would, yeah, like to think so.
And, oh God, when you have a burning dream like that, like literally when your dream is on fire, your heart is on fire for something.
Yeah.
It's like you have no choice.
You really don't. And I mean, it doesn't matter what you do in life. I just think like, it's great at saying that, like, for kids these days, he's always like, you can actually do anything you want in life now, like, if you work really hard and just become really good at it. And I love that he spreads that message. I've seen him in lots of interviews, like, schools around New Zealand he went to.
This is Keith?
This was Ed Sheeran when we were touring with him at the start of the year.
So is he a great person? Did he give you good advice?
Oh, my gosh. He's the best. He really is the best. Yeah.
So he, like, wants to inspire young kids?
Absolutely. And he is. And he, you know, on his days off, he was in schools in New Zealand, like doing little concerts. He didn't have to do any of that. Like
he wants to inspire the youth.
He does. And I mean, his tours were sold out. There was like, he did not need to sell any more tickets. You know, his intention for doing that was like so genuinely because he like just wants to connect with kids and exactly that, inspire people. I just learned so much from him just from observing, let alone the time that I actually got to talk to him, which was so much, and he was so generous. But just observing his career, I think.
What did you notice about him as a global superstar? What is it? Because he obviously is so talented. He's got tons of fame. Yeah. I'm sure he enjoys the success and the fruits of his labor. But obviously there's a bigger, higher message. What did you take away from him as an artist? Like, what is his goal?
Well, I mean, the songs, right? First and foremost, he writes great songs. He's so talented. You cannot, like, that's the first piece of that puzzle for me. Like, I just think he's so talented. But as a person, he's so normal. Like, I couldn't believe how normal he was.
He's not trying to be a diva. He's not trying to let you know he's the coolest guy in the room.
And he's a fan. Again, we talked so much about music.
He's a fan
about
of music.
Songwriting. He loves Nashville. He spent a lot of time here. So it was just like talking to an old friend. Like,
he's not trying to let you know how great he is.
No, and it's funny because I've never seen a team, like his whole, you know, from his production through to his crew, have so much respect for us, for him. The whole thing was like, you're not treated like a support. Like, it was like, this is a team effort. I don't care what your job is. Like,
you're all valuable.
You're all valuable, and I want to make sure that you feel like you're having the best time here. And we did. And I mean,
it starts at the top.
It does.
I'm telling you, it goes
trickles down, and everyone was saying that. And
it makes a difference.
Yep.
You can see it all over the place. Different leaders, you can see how it trickles down.
Culture's a real thing. And I grew
culture.
Up, culture. I grew up playing a lot of sport in New Zealand because that's obviously one thing we do a lot of. And I learned a lot of that through sport, actually, I think. Just the culture of teams. And I played a lot of basketball and different team sports where I really feel like you can almost apply that to me. Well, you definitely can apply it to music. You can apply it to anything, but particularly music and touring and being on the road and just that whole thing of looking after your people, right? From, you know, like we did a tour in New Zealand recently, my first headline tour, and
way to go. How was it?
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
That's probably a little terrifying. Your first headlining tour.
Yeah, it was. But my goodness, like the response and to see the growth of country music out there has just been wild.
Did that feel so incredible to go home and do a tour in New Zealand?
It's like,
did everybody come?
It's everything you dream of. We actually did 4 sold out shows in my hometown. Over half the town. Was there.
I bet your parents and siblings were so proud.
Oh gosh. Mom and dad were like all about it. It was funny.
Did your siblings get up on stage?
No, they did not.
Okay.
But they have kids and stuff. So they were all there with the signs and the posters. And mom and dad were just, they loved being involved. and seeing it, you know, like Dad was down there pouring concrete one day so that we could wheel things in easier to, because it was this little theater that I first sang at when I was 4 years old. That was where we
He was making a road so it'd be easier to get to the stage.
It was just like amazing to see like a town really come to life. Just, you know, because we started the tour there and I think we only had like one or two shows, and then it just got so big that we ended up doing 4 nights. Over half the town came. It was like so cool. But yeah, it was just like, for me, that first tour after we'd just done the Ed shows, we ran into this national tour and I was like, I just want to take Ed's, you know,
culture. To see a superstar, a global superstar, yeah, being such a kind,
to everybody,
generous, yeah, like responsible, yeah, leader, showing everyone their value, probably, yeah, holding everyone to a high standard because he's holding himself
absolutely
to it, but
and
it's
everyone
all
wins
with,
right,
love and respect.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, so we applied that to the tour that we did, and it was just amazing to see the difference, like, you know, meals and things backstage. We're like, everyone, the crew, everyone here, we all do this together. Like, I just felt like we got so much out of it as a group.
Well, and when you're all connected, yeah, and when you all feel like a family, when everyone feels valued and seen and like they matter,
it's game
like the
changer.
Energy all starts to buzz together, yeah, instead of like division and everyone like, you know, oh my God, shh, shh, there he is, or there,
totally,
she is, like don't talk to her, like, but clear the way. It's, yeah, like, oh my God, instead it's like that energy of like, oh my gosh, we're all together, I matter, I have magic, like I'm gonna step up because they're stepping up,
totally,
and they're giving me the opportunity to be valuable and see me, and it's like it creates a whole nother energy,
yeah,
of people
and
wanting to,
people feel that, right, when you,
yeah,
come to a show, you feel that. I know
everyone
I
wants
do
to work hard because, yeah, they're being respected and,
totally,
valued and
all for the greater goal, like the greater good and the same goal, which,
because everyone truly does matter. You
they
need
do
every
you
single
do
person.
That's the thing, like that is the other thing, like you can't put on a show if your crew hasn't rocked up and actually set up the stage, you know, like,
right,
it's like they're as important as I am at the end of the day, is how I see it. So,
and who wants someone with a bad attitude being like, oh, I hate this job, that person's such an asshole,
totally,
like, I'm just doing this for the paycheck, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
you want them to be excited.
You do. And I think so, yeah, the culture thing is something I've really introduced in a big way into my touring life.
That's
back
awesome
home, and it's something that I'm putting a band together here now, and I just want to continue that because I think, yeah, that's the stuff that gives you the longevity in this career, like having good people around you.
And I really like, you really impact people.
You do.
You know?
Yeah, and show them how it can be, which was what Ed did for us. He showed me how it can be.
Mm.
Like, it can be an amazing experience if you want it to be.
If you're humble enough, and if you, yeah, have enough, like, if he, like, he obviously feels strong enough in himself. He's
That's
not threatened.
That's the other thing, right? Like, with the whole, yeah, support thing, it's like there was, obviously, there's no reason
you
for him to be anyway, but the fact is he's not. He wants to make it collaborative. He wants everyone to have their moment to shine because it actually makes the show better at the end of the day anyway, right?
Right. Like, you getting up there and rocking
totally
faces makes
open
his
it
show
for him. Like, it's, yeah, it's actually a no-brainer, but it's amazing how many people miss that point.
It's a dang ego, man.
Mm.
Which you can't blame. I mean, the ego will get you in this business because it's,
yeah,
so vulnerable,
yeah,
and everyone's putting themselves out there all the time. But the ego will crush you.
It will. And it's like, it's funny because like we feel like we have this competitive thing in music, which it's like could not be more opposite. Like, music is not actually a competitive thing, really, at the end
how
of the
how
day.
How do you say that? How can you know that?
Well, I just think like songs connect that are meant to connect, and it doesn't mean that I like that artist less than that. Like, I think everyone finds their audience, everyone finds their moments, like no one is the same,
right?
So,
and if you're really writing the music from your heart for your bigger purpose,
then you find your audience. And I would much rather see artists collaborate and be friends than I would have to be like feeling like they've got to compete,
like if that person gets that spot then I'm not going
to
get mine.
Yeah, because again, it's timing, right? And maybe that wasn't your time to get it anyway, and you'll get it next time around if you just keep working hard. Like,
so you,
yeah,
really do have faith in the bigger picture of it all.
Yeah, I've really learned that you have to, because I think you go mad if you don't.
I think you do go mad if you're not, or you get lost in your ego,
or you get
and you're angry and depressed,
yeah,
and anxiety.
Yeah, yeah. And you forget, again, what we talked about, you forget why you're doing it. So yeah, I think it all comes back to the music at the end of the day.
Mm. That's why your story resonates, like literally from that one little clip I saw of you on Instagram. And I know so many other people felt the same way when they saw it. Like,
uh-huh,
I could feel your genuineness. I could
Thank
feel
you.
Your love of like why you're doing this, and like your talent and the depth of soul in your voice. Like, it's all coming. You're not, you don't feel shallow. It doesn't feel light. It doesn't
Thank
feel
you.
Like trying to get a quick hit. It feels like this is something real here.
Thank
like
you.
This is like a real singer, a real connection to something bigger. Like you can feel that from you.
Thank you so much. And it's funny because music has helped me in so many ways. You know, we talk about growing up in New Zealand and like I did live in a small town and I felt like music was like so important to me as a kid. I really felt country music particularly, but I felt it really deeply as a kid. Like I can't really explain it because I didn't grow up with friends that really liked, well, we couldn't access country music in New Zealand, but even music, like none of my friends were really that into it. But I really felt it so deeply, and I feel like I have a lot to thank to music and like the artists, like the Faiths and the Wynonas and all those. They like literally felt like my big sisters as kids, because like I just go away into my room, put on my little stereo, put on a CD, and just sit there and listen and just feel really connected to something. And I didn't know what that was, but it was came through music. So it's really helped me in so many places of my life that. I know the power of music, and I know how it can touch people and affect people. And if I can have any part in that in the world, then I've done something cool, you know.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Have you reconnected with Keith since you've been here?
I have not, actually.
What? We have to have a reunion.
I would love a reunion.
We have to have a reunion. Oh my gosh. We have to get the moment that, what's his name, Jason took away from us all. I can't believe, is Jason?
Jess, my boy.
Jess, I'm still mad at him. I mean, I'm sure he's doing fine, but that
but
really
yeah,
upsets me.
I mean, yeah, it's just cool.
You're going to have a moment. There's going to be a reunion moment with Keith.
Oh, that would be amazing.
And
I
you'll
mean,
probably have to be playing the song and then he'll have to come out and like join you. Would that not be amazing?
It would be pretty cool. I mean, he's such an inspiration to me, like I said, for so many reasons. Like, he came here, and for an artist outside of Nashville, I feel like this town is kind of like Everest, and he conquered it, you know?
And he's got such a kind heart.
Yeah, he's a dude, and he's funny, and he's awesome. And
he's genuine. Like, even like when he was like listening to you on the voice on that moment, he's like listening. Like, he's like taking it in. He's sincere.
He is.
He genuinely is a loving soul.
He really is, and he's a fan, again, of music, you know? Like, mm-hmm. And you can tell, like, it comes through. So, I mean, I would love to connect with him, but...
I'm just putting that out there. It's going to happen.
Universe.
It's happening.
We'll let the universe take care of that one.
Your story is not finished with Keith. It's not. That was too good of a moment to be done.
Yeah,
like, there's more to come with that. It's not complete. It's a cliffhanger, actually. We left at the cliffhanger.
It's the end of season one.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
I mean, and I'm ready for season two, man. Like, let's see what happens. It's gonna be good.
Yeah. So yeah, one day we'll see. But
so you're in Nashville. You're putting together a band. You're co-writing. You're taking it day by day.
I am.
You totally just trusting your gut.
Yeah, and just essentially,
you're 12 on the Billboard chart. Let's not forget that.
What
so
the
like
hell?
That's like the main chart, right?
Yeah.
Like of all like with all the main country artists.
Yeah.
And you're 12. So like you're like 12 spots away from number one.
Cannot believe that.
Okay, so when it gets number one,
yeah, then we'll do the Keith reunion. Okay, that's perfect. Okay, that's
you're
a plan.
You're 12 spots away from number one. So you're just casually on 12 at the Billboard right now.
I know.
Just like living your life.
It's wild.
With like no manager.
No manager.
With
no label. Just
with no publicist.
Yeah.
With no nothing.
No nothing.
Just you.
Yeah.
You're just living a regular life. With a number song 12 on the charts.
Just replying to these amazing people that message me on TikTok that are discovering the song for the first time.
But you're literally like, most people have like a huge label team and all this stuff to get there. They're like doing all sorts of trades and like working all sorts of deals to get their artists to 12. They're going on all different shows to like
be heard.
You're just organically at
number
12.
I'm just like trying to get a gig at this point.
Does anyone even know you're at number 12? Has anyone even noticed? Like, is anyone calling you?
No, not
what?
Really. No, but it's, I mean.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
You're like almost the top 10.
Yeah.
When you get a number one, that's as good as you can get,
right? Can we have like a number one party here maybe?
Yes.
Like, we'll put it on ourselves and like.
Yes.
Bring
Abby,
some, like,
we need to get her on Bobby's radar. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to get that happening.
That would be amazing.
I mean.
It is wild. Like I remember when I was tagged in it last week and I was like, huh? Like there must be a mistake. Because, you know, like Billboard for me is like the Grammys. Like when you. Yeah. Like you look at those and you're like, they seem so unreachable and untouchable.
But you're at number 12.
But I just jumped straight into number 12 because people have discovered the song for the first time. And that is wild to me. Like the best part is that is so genuine. Like we've talked about, like there's nothing in between that. There's no money, no label, no anything. It's like people have discovered this for themselves.
So you love the power of like TikTok and Instagram.
Just people, you know, like.
But are you glad? Like, you know, because sometimes I feel like all that stuff can be like.
Yeah, no, it is like it's consuming, you know. But
it also can do.
But
amazing
also,
things.
Exactly, if you use it in the right way, and if you see the positives in it, which I do, it's like, man, like what? It's like someone recently asked me, like, what's your global plan? And I'm like, well, TikTok, right? TikTok is my global plan because I get messages from people all over the world, and I love that when they're like, oh, I'm listening from South Africa, I'm listening from Sweden. It's like, what, like.
Do you go viral a lot? Like your videos like hit a lot of people?
Yeah, they have
been.
Is
there
lately.
Like a strategy?
Or not at all. Like- it's like the Keith thing popped off and everything else that's followed has just kind of done the same thing, which has been wild to watch.
Did you have a plan for it to pop off or did you just like put that
not
out
Not at
there?
All. Do you know I had 400 followers on TikTok before The Voice and overnight it went to 100,000. And
so you're one of those.
One
you were
those.
Like an overnight person.
Yeah.
I interviewed Walker Hayes. Do you know Walker Hayes?
Oh, I love that guy.
Applebee's.
Okay, amazing.
So I was interviewing him and he was like, he'd had so many record deals.
Yeah,
he'd been trying in this town.
I've been following his journey, yeah.
Oh my God. Guy had hard knock after hard knock after hard knock. Should have quit 100 times.
Totally, but didn't.
But didn't. And then finally, his daughter and him were just like, it was lockdown again, just dancing because she's a teenager and so she's doing the
I
dances.
Love this.
Made up a dance to Applebee's and he said he literally was like, put this TikTok video up of he and his daughter dancing to the song that was never supposed to be a single or anything like that. But just like, I guess she made up a dance because she's a teenager.
Totally.
And all the,
and she gets it, right?
Yeah, they know. And he said he put it up. He went to sleep just like normal guy, woke up, had like millions of
Are
followers.
You serious?
He said he went to Chick-fil-A and like people were like lined up around the Chick-fil-A to meet him. And he's like, what in the actual world is happening?
Oh my God. I love that story.
I know.
All I remember is that song was suddenly, like I said to you, New Zealand doesn't really have, well, we don't have country radio. So you essentially have to break mainstream. But I remember during COVID, I turned the radio on and I heard that song and I was like, hold on a minute. This is country music on mainstream radio. And so that's how that whole thing started. TikTok. That is wild.
Yeah.
That
is so
wild.
It started on TikTok and he was just kind of the same thing. He wasn't even trying to. He was just having fun with his daughter.
I love that.
Lockdown.
But the best thing about that is that he's been doing this for
ever,
working hard, taking the knocks. So when a moment like that happens to someone like that, I just feel like it makes it even sweeter.
Yes.
It really does.
So that's how you went from 400 to 100,000?
I didn't even know how to use TikTok. Like I had an overnight crash course essentially because I was like, what even, like, I didn't know what FYP meant. I didn't know anything.
I don't know what FYP means. What does that mean?
Like, for you page or something?
Oh, I still don't know TikTok. I know I have to learn how to use it, but I'm like, yeah. It's just too overwhelming to me.
Well, the best way is to be, like, chucked in, crash course. Like, because I feel like I'm still learning it, but my goodness, I can see the power of it, and I just love the connection that's brought me, like, with people from all over the world.
So you put that Keith video up recently?
Yeah. I recently put it up again.
Because that happened in 2019, right?
The song came out then. The Voice was last year.
Okay.
And so I just reposted it like 2 weeks ago.
Did you just go viral?
Again.
Like, did you just go from 400 to 100,000?
No, I did that last. So when The Voice came out last year, that happened. And then 2 weeks ago, I reposted The Voice audition because it's been a year.
Uh-huh.
And it went crazy viral.
Okay.
Like, I think it's had like over 30 something million in 2 weeks. Like,
really?
So
it's that good.
It's good. It's like the cat with nine lives.
But it's like that video that you want to keep watching it. I literally, for my own viewing pleasure, have watched it probably at least 15 times. I'm not kidding.
I love that so much.
It just makes you feel so good. You feel it from your head to your toes.
That's so cool. I really love that because, I mean, that was like a terrifying moment that has turned into something really beautiful, which I could never have expected. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see where this continues.
Yeah.
I love your journey. I love your deep trust. Thank I love you. Your like soul on fire for music. I love that you are just like blindly following this thing and you're like saying, okay, God, universe, higher power, whatever. Like, I'm doing the work here. I'm putting in all the effort. I'm showing up. I'm freaking awesome. I mean, you're freaking awesome.
Thank you.
Excuse me while I just cough up a lung. But it's just like, I know it's going to work out for you because I know when people have your kind of faith and your kind of trust and your kind of talent and your kind of heart, it always works out.
Thank you so much.
Because you're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
You're not doing it. Yes, you can handle the fame, but that's not why you're doing it.
Not at all. But thank you for reaching out, honestly. I'm just so grateful to be in this town and making these connections and meeting people like you. It's like, this is why I'm here. You know, it feels right and it feels good.
Sorry, I'm going to have a full-blown coughing attack before this is over. It's going to, Kaylee, I feel so lucky that I got to know you because, like, I'm sure in, like,
likewise.
A year, you're going to be unable to get a hold of because you're going to be.
I'll still answer your call. Okay, we're good. We're good.
Okay, thank you. But I'm just so excited to see your journey because yours is just full of magic. And it is so inspiring to talk to someone who is, like I said, who is doing this for the love of it, for your soul on fire for it. Like, you've gone across the whole world for it. Like, you, this is what you're made to do. You're trusting it. You don't have a plan. Things keep working out for you. Obviously, God, the universe, the higher power is wanting this to happen for you. You're going viral. You're having these moments, you know, that are so big and powerful. And it's just like, I know I could say this with like true authority and like, who am I to say this? But I feel this in my gut. Like, it is, you are going to have the most beautiful career.
Thank you.
Because it is meant to be. It's a higher calling for you.
You're very kind.
And
thank
to see you.
You,
just to see you committed to your journey and your calling and your talent, it's so inspiring because so many people are scared to commit this hard.
Yeah.
People get scared of their dreams.
It is scary, but.
And you're like fully going into your dreams and you're letting them take you through the jungle.
Absolutely. But like I said, I credit that back to just amazing parents that always told me, dream big and go and do what you want to do in life and just work your butt off. So, yeah.
You're awesome. You're awesome. You are so amazing, Kaylee. Kaylee Bell, where can everyone find you? Virally on TikTok. You're all over the internet.
Kaylee Bell Music everywhere.
And I self-managed.
Run it. So I love hearing from people.
You're your own label, your own producer. Not producer. You probably have a producer. Your own label, own publicist, own everything. I cannot believe you're 12 on the Billboard charts and you have like literally no one on your team.
I know. It's wild. It's wild to be.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's just thanks to the people. It's the people.
I'm going to start letting people know about you. I'm going to get a megaphone. I'm going to go around town and be like, what is going on? Why is no one like knocking down your door? Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, Kaylee.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining.
Thanks for having me. It's been lovely.
Oh my gosh. I'm obsessed with you. Okay. I wrap up every interview with Leave Your Light. And it's basically, what do you want people to know?
Oh, what do I want people to know? That everything works out as it's meant to. And that I think, like we've talked about, trust the universe with everything in life and believe in the good, and the good will find you.
Haley Bell.
Okay, we're going to see you in arenas sooner than later.
Yes.
Can't wait for the like duet with Keith. Amen. I'm seeing it all. It's Amen. All happening. You're amazing. Thank you so much. This was
Thanks, truly, Kara. This is one of those interviews
that like makes my heart explode. Thank you so much for coming on. I couldn't believe when I wrote you, like when I just posted it, that you wrote me back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
That was awesome. I was like,
do you want to come on my podcast?
You
please
look
say
so
yes.
cool. So thank you.
Thank you for joining me. You're Thanks. Awesome.
Bye.
Bye.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.